Hello, Passionistas. It's Nina Kovner with Passion Squared with this week's audio blog. This week's topic is Until We Truly Believe. I'll start with a quote. I think the reward for conformity is that everyone likes you except yourself. That's Rita Mae Brown. It's that week, you know, the week where we either keep our resolutions or have already begun to shame ourselves because we did not. For me, resolutions are some of the most harmful processes we bring entirely onto ourselves. Why? Don't we already beat ourselves up enough? Here's the deal. Until we really, deep down inside our souls, believe we deserve to achieve awesomeness, however we define it, in business and in life, we will just keep hitting a wall and feeling bad about ourselves. Think about it. We make a resolution to lose weight. We join the gym. Get the outfit, mark it on our calendars, write it down, hang up things on the fridge, then go. Day one, awesome. Day two, even more awesome. Day three, ugh. It's cold outside. I have to get to a meeting. I overslept. The list goes on. Why does this happen? Because we skipped the most important part, the inside work. The work on breaking free from self-sabotage. The self-love part, the hard stuff. Just because society says that we are to set goals or resolutions a certain way does not mean it is right for all of us. The more we conform to others' ways of doing things, the more we may find that we keep hitting a wall and feeling bad about ourselves. Now, this applies to business as well. To me, there is no difference. Business is made up of humans. We all bring our issues, esteem, perspectives into work every day. As business owners, the same applies. You know if you implement that referral program and consistently manage and promote it, you will get new clients. But you begin strong, and a month later, it's almost completely forgotten. Why? It's just another form of self-sabotage. In this case, for whatever reason, being in fear or feeling not deserving of an awesome business. We go through life being taught all sorts of tactics, strategies, systems, and ways of living. We are told, you should do this, and we try, attempt, give it our best, and yet things many times just seem like they are just not right. If we want to create awesome in life and live our dreams, it all begins with believing we deserve it. It begins with falling in love with the most important person on the planet, ourselves. Here are some of the ways that I work on my insides. If any of these resonate, you may want to give them a try. Number one, read the Daily Love blog every morning. This helps get my head focused on self-love first thing in the morning. Number two, see my therapist every 2 weeks. This is my medicine for keeping my mind right. Number three, daily gratitude list. This process, which I have written about several times, puts things in perspective for me and gives me energy to keep creating awesome. Number four, connecting and helping people every day. For me, the more I reach out and help people, the better I feel inside. The better I feel inside, the more awesome I tend to create. Number five, write. For me, writing is therapeutic. Now let me get something clear. Writing this blog is not easy, but I always feel better after getting what's in my head on paper. For some, it may be journaling or vision boarding or creating any form of art. What's most important here is that we allow ourselves to express our creativity one way or another. Number six, get some form of exercise. Now, this is the toughest one for me, as I'm still in the process of truly believing I deserve to be healthy. I know it sounds insane, but maybe you can relate. But I swear, on the days I do Pilates, my mind is more clear and my heart is more calm, and that allows me to create more awesome. If resolutions work for you, awesome. If you are one of the millions like me who they don't work for, try taking a few steps back and falling in love with your insides. Feel your fears. Use them as creative fuel. Stop beating yourself up and shaming yourself or allowing yourself to be shamed by society for not conforming. It's time to begin creating your own kind of awesome. Now that is a resolution worth keeping. Do you have a process for working on your insides? Want to share it to help empower others? Leave your comments on the blog below or send me a love note. I'm listening. Shared with love from Nina. I hope you have a beautiful day creating awesome wherever you are. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.